As we continue in our series of shiurim on what we learn in our Gemara called Dovah Shebechoiva, anything that one is obligated to do or to spend money on, and about element achulin, the obvious area in halacha where this question comes up most is obviously in regarding to tzedakah, where we are obligated to give tzedakah, we're obligated to give ma'aser from what we earn, and the question is, what can that ma'aser money be used for? And as I was once zoicha to hear from Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Pesach Hador Zatzal, Rav Moshe said that he gets many shailas. We know if we look in the Yerush Moshe, Rav Moshe was the Pesach Hador in his time. And he says he gets many, many shailas. But one area that he says that he doesn't get many questions on is on the question of tzedakah and chinuch. He says those are areas in halacha where there aren't that many questions asked, although they are, of course, so important. And actually, in our shiur today, we may even actually see that these two situations in halacha may somewhat travel together. So, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoridea, Simen Reish Memtes, teaches us, Shir Nisi Nasai Im Yodim Esagas, how much should a person give if he could afford? Yitin Kivitzer Chanim. He should give as much as the poor people need. Vim Ein Yodim Esagas Kokach, but if he can't afford, Yitin At Choymish Nechosav. He should give up to 20% Mitzvah Nem Mavchah. Vechad Misara, 10%, neither Beninus, is considered average. Pachs Mikan, less than that, is considered Ayin Ra. It's considered, I guess, for lack of better words, stingy. V'chaim Mizeh, Sha'amru, and he continues to say, when we speak about a Chaimish, how do we look at a Chaimish? He says, Shana Rishonim Yekaren, the first year we include the base, everything he owns, Mikan ve'elech, after year one, Chaimish Sher Herviach B'kol Shana, 20% of what he earns on an annual basis. And the Ramah continues. Va'yivad bis Adam Yois M'chaimish, a person shouldn't spend more than 20%, Shlo Yitztaruch L'Brius, so he shouldn't come to need to be supported himself. But the Ramah adds, that's as long as the person is alive. Avol b'shas moisai, as the person is passing away, says Ramosha, yochol adam liten tzedakah koma shiritza. A person could spend whatever he needs for tzedakah. And now the Ramah continues, and this is what is primarily the subject of our shiur. Vein lasis meiser shiloi, a person should not spend his meiser money dvar mitzvah. He shouldn't use it for dvar mitzvah. Kigoy neiros lebeis haknesses, to use it to donate candles, I guess, electricity to the shul, or shad dvar mitzvah or other mitzvahs. Rak yitnenu laniyim, says the Ramah, the meiser should be used exclusively to be given to the aniyim. But if we look in the Shach, Sifkot and Gimel right here, Tshuvas Meram, he quotes the Tshuvas Meram, the call and the Ramah says that he's quoting the Maril in stating this opinion. The Shach quotes a Maril. The Kshach quotes the Maril, that the Maram, the Kol Mitzvah Shetovah LeYadei, any mitzvah that comes to him, Kigoyin Liyos Baal Bris, and a person has an opportunity to be a Sandik, or Lahachnas Chosim V'Kalu L'Chuppah, to pay for someone's wedding, became liknas svarim lilma behem ulashim lacherim, to buy svarim to use to learn and lend to others as they need. Im loy hayi chaylus biyadai, if he doesn't have the financial wherewithal otherwise, v'loy hayi oisa oisa mitzvah, and he wouldn't do that mitzvah otherwise, yochel liknas min amasa. He could use ma'isa for it. And then he continues quoting the Tshuvas Maram Maratenberg that says, Ulfazer ma'ar sroysa of Labonav ha'gdoilim she'en el-chayiv l'tapu b'hem. Can one use ma'isa to support his adult children that he doesn't have to support anymore? Mutter. The filal of a mutter loses, he may support his father. If you could use Maisa money to support your father if he needs to be supported from Tztaka. Ava Labanov, Vikoshke Labanov, the Mutav Makum Shi'ir Patakana, but the Rosha, so he says, you can also use it to support your children as long as there is no rule in the city that all your ma'isa money has to be given to kish tzedakah. And he says, "Umashma the muta fili yesh biyada yicholus lefarin from makom acher." Even if Baruch Hashem, the person is a wealthy person, and he can support his father, he can support his children from other sources. The Shach says it's a lechatchila if your children aren't of that age that you have to support them, l'chatchila, you could support them, because that is considered tzedakah. So before we go further, it seems that we have here a very fundamental machloikus. The Rama, following the opinion of the Maril, takes a very strict opinion that ma'isa money could only be used for tzedakah, for no other purposes, versus the Shach, quoting the Maram, who takes a more lenient approach. The Taz also discusses this situation, and he says that one cannot use Maisa money to support his young children. It seems that you can for adult children. And then this Taz, however, says, the same Taz, and we'll try to understand what the Taz means to say here, that just like we find that when one has to give Trumas and Maisris, the halacha is that when one has to give Trumas and Maisris, he has the right, which is known throughout Shas, of Toivas Hanoah, to choose whom to give the tzedakah to. Here too, he has the right to do it by Maisa. Then the Taz says, not quoting the Maram, the same Maram that the Shach quoted, saying that you could use Maisa to pay for a bris, a chasna, buy svarim. So on one hand, we see that the Taz is clearly following seemingly the same Aram opinion like the Shach. On the other hand, it seems that the Taz at the beginning is very concerned of the concept of Pareya Chayvim and Tzedakah, that you can't use Tzedakah money to pay off your obligations. So now, besides needing to try to understand what seems to be a machloikis between the Maram and the Maril, we seem to have a stira within the Taz himself, that at the beginning the Taz seems to be following the opinion of the Maram, and at the end it seems that he's following the opinion of the Maram. So, before I learned the Taz, before we get into the issue with the Taz, one could perhaps suggest that there is indeed a machloikis of the Maram and the Maril, and the machloikis of the Maram and the Maril is really a very, very fundamental machloikis. And that is what is when, as we began our shiur by learning the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that we can use Maisa money. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us that we could use that we have to give Maisa. What is the source for this obligation? Once we understand the source for this obligation, we perhaps will understand what Maisa can or can't be used. There's a very long but excellent tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Tes, Simen Aleph, where he has a very long discussion about the halachas of Maisa Ksofim. And he quotes there a Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph of Masech Tepeya, Halacha Aleph, that says, B'ushu ninu, she adam mafresh chaymish minichosav l'mitzvah. And the words of the Yerushalmi are very critical. The Yerushalmi is saying that in Usha there was a rule established that one gives for 20%, but he doesn't say it should go for aniyim. It goes for tzedakah, for mitzvah. It doesn't say anything about needing it to be used for tzedakah. It should be used for mitzvah. And the Yerushalmi uses that language in more than one place, says the Tzitz Eliezer. Furthermore, even in the Bavli, where there's the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says in Masechet Ksubos, Hamavazbiz, Ayivazbiz, Yosem Chaimish, it doesn't say anywhere that that Chaimish has to be used specifically for tzedakah, for aniyim. It says hamavazbiz should be used, hamavazbiz, you should give away 20%, but it doesn't say what for. And in fact, the Shittim Kubetzes, in Masechet Ksubos, takes a very interesting approach. He says that the Gemara is teaching us that we have to give 20%, but says the Shittim Kubetzes, pshat in the 20% is that it should be divided. Half could be used for any tzedakah purpose, and half should be used for aniyim. And actually, I think to myself, you know, if we learn the words of the Shulchan Aruch, if we learn the words of the Gemara, they always use the words hamavazbez alivazbez yoyse mechaymish, 20%. The Shulchan Aruch said, as we learned at the beginning of this year, you could give 10%. But really, you should give 20%. So why is it called Maiser? It should be called Chaimish. But according to the Shittim Kubetzes, it's very understandable. Because it's not really 20%. It's 10 plus 10. 10% for aniyim, and 10% for other mitzvah purposes. And actually, the Shail Satchuvus Meshiv Dvorim, Chelik Yoridei Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, says that that makes sense, that because we find in all areas of Maiser, the Maiser is always 10%. Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheini, Maiser Ani. So he therefore says it makes sense then no more than 10% need to be spent on any one specific purposes. On any one specific purpose. There's a tshuva from the Netziv in the Shailos HaTshuvos Meshiv Dover, Chelik Yerideya Simon Ayin Hay, where he discusses this question, if Meiser should be used specifically for poor people, for tzedakah, or for any mitzvah. He clearly says, he says as follows, interestingly, he says that the Yerushalmi, there's another Yerushalmi, he says, Kabar Hashem Ahoincha Umereshis Kol Tvoascha. So he says that that's the source for the Chiv of Meiser. And the Torah, the Pasuk, is comparing the Meiser we give to the Meiser that we have to give Meiser Ani. And just like Maser Ani can be given only to Aniyim, so too does Meiser Kesafim only may be given to Aniyim. On the other hand, he says that there's another source for Meiser, and that's the famous Pasuk, Aser Taser. That Pasuk, he says, doesn't in any way compare the halacha of Meiser Kesafim to the halacha of Meiser that was given from the produce. And therefore, it could be used for any purposes. The Tzitz Eliezer himself says it's difficult to understand how the Netziv could reach a conclusion that Yerushalmi holds that Meiser needs to be only used for Aniyim when we just quoted a Yerushalmi that says Beferish that Meiser Beusa Nimnu Sheodem Mafrish Chaimish Minachosov LeMitzvah, that it could be used for any mitzvah. Furthermore, he says that even though the pasuk that the Netziv quoted seems to be connecting the halacha Meiser Kesafim to Meiser Ani, that doesn't mean they're completely compared. It's a conceptual comparison. And therefore, since it's a conceptual comparison, it doesn't mean it has to be that just like the Meiser Ani goes specifically to Aniyim, so too does Meiser Kesafim have to go to Aniyim. But getting back to what we began with at the beginning of our shir, it could well be that the Shach and the Ramah, or better said, the Maril and the Maram, are actually having this very shayla. What is the source for Meiser, and what is the obligation of Meiser? The Ramah is going to learn that the obligation, the Ramah and Maril are going to be learning that the source for Meiser is that it has to be strictly Laniyim, and the Shach, Maram, are going to be learning that the halacha is regarding it could be like we quoted the Yerushalmi for any dvar mitzvah. However, the Sefer Be'er HaGoyla wants to suggest that there is no machloikis between the Shach and the Ramah. And as we said earlier in the shir, this becomes all the more necessary to try to find such an explanation, because as we said at the beginning of our shir, the Taz seems to take both approaches. So he says that there's a difference between what type of mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah that one is obligated to do, and that's what we learned in our Gemara, Dovah Shebechoyva, a mitzvah that one is obligated to do, there the halacha would be that you can't use Maisa money for that purpose. If, however, it's a mitzvah that one is not obligated to do, then you can use Maisa money for that purpose. And if we look into the Shach and in the Taz, it'll be very meduyik. Because if we look at all of the examples that the Shach offers, all the examples that the Shach offers, he speaks about cases of obligations that one not obligated. I'm not obligated to marry off someone else's children. I'm not obligated to make someone else's bris. And now the Taz is Geshmak. The Taz starts off about being Pareya Choyva min Tzedakah. What's the definition of Pareya Choyva min Tzedakah? Pareya Choyva min Tzedakah means something that I'm obligated to do. There indeed the halach is, and everybody will agree, not just the Ramah and the Maril, but the Shach and the Maram and the Taz, where I'm obligated, where it's choivoy, I can't use tzedakah funds. Where it's not something that I'm obligated to do, I can use tzedakah funds. Another way of understanding the Shach versus the Ramah is suggested is that the Shach, even though I'm not just giving it to poor people who need support, I'm making a bris, I'm making a wedding, but what am I doing? Who's getting that money? The Ani is getting the money. Just instead of giving him a donation, the halach, I'm giving it to him in a more honorable fashion by giving it to him to make a wedding, to make a bris. Whereas there is no element of a poor person, it could be that it would be, if it was being used to give to a poor person, won't be the person who will end up with the money, there may be, even the Shach would agree that it's also. The problem, however, is that doesn't seem to be what the Shach says. Because the Shach discusses spending the money for Svarim. Spending the money for Svarim is not a situation where the Ani will end up with the money. So, interestingly enough, the Taz, so some want to suggest that the Shach means that one is buying Svarim from poor people, and therefore the money is ending up by poor people as well. But it doesn't say that anywhere in the Shach. So therefore, we need to understand, even if we'll say that we could follow the opinion of the Shach in a situation where the money is being given to a poor person, what would be the halacha? Because it could be well be that the Ramah will agree with that. And certainly if it's a situation that I'm not obligated to do it, so there again there's strong reason to believe that the Ramah would be makel. Furthermore, I saw a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Yud Simen Pei Hei, where the Minchas Yitzchak in general takes the approach that the din of Maisa Ksofim is only a minig, and furthermore he seems to take the approach, he quotes a Tshuva Mahava, not Tshuva Mahava, Tshuva Mishpat Tzedek, that says that the entire din of Maisa Ksofim only implies an Eretz Yisrael. And he actually quotes the Gemara that we mentioned earlier, that the Pasuk speaks about connecting the Chiyuv of Maisa to the Pasuk that we read, Kabbas Hashem, Mahoincha Mereshis Kol Tvuascha. So since the Pasuk connects the din of Maisa Ksofim to the din of Maisa from produce, so he says that therefore this halacha is just like Maisur from produce. And just like Maisur from produce only is in Eretz Yisrael, so too Maisur from, so too would be the halacha for Maisik Safin. A very big chiddush. But again, if we are asking Yishayla why we could do with it, so now we have a number of heterim. Number one, if we consider it only a minig, we could be more lenient. Number two, we have the opinion of the Yerushalmi that says it could always be used for Dvar Mitzvah. Number three, we have this tshuva that we just quoted that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Number four, we have the opinion that certainly if it's a mitzvah that I'm not obligated to do, we could be more lenient. And fifthly, if the money will end up by aniyim anyway, then even though it's being used, where I'm getting, even though I'm getting something in return, it seems that one could be makel.